KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports this morning starts with volleyball action last night. In Class 3A Region 2 Finals in Atlantic, it was Kemper Catholic winning their match as they defeated Red Oak in straight games. 25-16, 25-20, and 25-13, a 3-0 sweep over Red Oak. For Kemper Catholic, they improved to 42-1 in matches on the season, and they are the number one seed in the Class 3A Girls States Volleyball Championships as they move on to the final eight at the state tournament. They'll battle eighth-seeded Clarion Goldfield Dows in the first round of the state championships. That'll be a game coming up on November 7th. Also, Class 4A last night at Bondurant in Region 2, it was Bondurant-Farrar sweeping away Lewis Central 3-0. It was 25-17, 25-20, and the third game went 34-32 before BF was able to advance as they move into the state volleyball championships. Well, Class 2A, District 9 All-District football teams were announced yesterday, and here's a look at some of those on the teams in for Atlantic. They had four first-team selections. Chase Mullinix, Connor Pellet, Tyler Moen, and Kale Roller all were first-team picks. Jordan Zarbano and Zade Nicholson were second-team selections, while honorable mention picks include Bodie Johnson and Colin Mullinix for Atlantic. They also listed some elite players at the different positions. The elite quarterback in the conference, Caden Ladwig of OABCIG. Nate Wendell of Kemper Catholic was the elite running back. Cooper DeJean of OABCIG was the elite wide receiver, along with Carter Morton of Greene County. Elite offensive lineman Tyler Miller of Greene County. Bryce Hoyle of Greene County was the elite defensive lineman. Alex Hyman of Kemper Catholic was the elite linebacker. Elite defensive back, that's Chase Mullinix of Atlantic. Also the specialist Simon Wagner of Kemper Catholic and Kendall Kells of Red Oak. The offensive MVP named in the district this year, Caden Ladwig of OABCIG. The co-defensive MVPs were Bryce Hoyle of Greene County and Alex Hyman of Kemper Catholic. The head coach of the year, Greene County's Mitch Moore, and the assistant coach of the year, Mike Murtis of Kemper Catholic. That's 2A District 9 football all-district honors for this year. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says defensive end Enyi Uwazirike will be sidelined for a couple of months. The redshirt sophomore will undergo surgery on his injured hamstring.
Probably about an eight-week deal, so, you know, I don't, to say he's out for the entire year, probably not true, but, you know, out for an extended period of time, I would say definitely.
Well, despite the injury to Uwazirike, Campbell says the good news is that the Cyclones have some depth at that spot.
Matt Leo went in, probably played his best game of his career, a lot of production, played really well, Spencer Benton. So, and, you know, it's an area where we feel, you know, we're really fortunate that we've got depth, but, you know, certainly feel for Enyi because he's played great football for us this year.
The Cyclones visit Kansas this week, and Campbell wants his team to focus on that game and not the big picture. A 3-game winning streak has put ISU back in the thick of the Big 12 title chase.
If you have the ability to do that, then you'll have the ability to get better and you'll be able to weather the storms that come. But, you know, I think right now for our own football program, you better have some great senior leadership and some leadership within the locker room that has the ability to make that happen. So, you know, we've had that here so far, which has certainly helped us. But I think we'll find out a lot more about ourselves as this season continues.
That game at Kansas is an 11 o'clock kickoff this week. Iowa State sophomore quarterback Zeb Noland is transferring after losing the starting job to freshman Brock Purdy. Noland started 5 games for the Cyclones, including 4 this season. He threw for 722 yards on 70 of 110 passing, but Purdy has been the spark Iowa State was looking for when he relieved Noland in a win at Oklahoma State 3 weeks ago. Noland will leave at the end of the semester. Well, Purdue had all the answers for 4 weeks. Quarterback David Blau played impeccably. The defense proved it could go toe-to-toe against some of the nation's top teams. It all went wrong last weekend, though, in a loss to Michigan State. Jeff Brohm is back on cleanup duty again this week as the head coach, as the Boilermakers prepare to host number 19, Iowa, on Saturday. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. That's a 2:30 kickoff. 12:30 is the pregame start time. Urban Meyer says he'll be back coaching at Ohio State next season. Meyer, who was suspended for 3 games to start this season, has been slowed by headaches caused by a cyst, was addressing speculation around the college football world that he could retire after the season. Asked Monday to address those reports, Meyer said, quote, "I plan on coaching." And asked if he would definitely return to Ohio State next year, his answer was simply, yes. Devin McCourty returned an interception 84 yards for a touchdown, and the New England Patriots defense smothered the Buffalo Bills' anemic offense in a 25-6 win last night in the NFL. James White scored on a one-yard run, and the Patriots relied more on Steven Gostkowski's leg than on Tom Brady's arm for their fifth straight win. That improved their AFC East leading record to 6-2. Buffalo lost its third straight. They're now 2-6 on the season. Elsewhere around the NFL, Hugh Jackson has been fired as coach of the Cleveland Browns, ending a run of futility nearly unmatched in NFL history. Jackson, who went 3-36-1 in 2+ seasons, was dismissed on Monday by general manager John Dorsey with the backing of owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam. The Browns also dismissed offensive coordinator Todd Haley and named defensive coordinator Greg Williams the interim coach. Haley was in his first season on Jackson's staff after spending the previous 6 in Pittsburgh. Jackson's firing came a day after the Browns lost their 25th straight road game, 20 of those coming with Jackson in charge. The Browns, who have not made the playoffs since 2002, amid a slew of coaching changes, have lost 3 straight games after a promising start to this season. The Dallas Cowboys have fired offensive line coach Paul Alexander less than halfway into his first season with the team, marking the first time for coach Jason Garrett to make an in-season change to his coaching staff. Alexander's dismissal was announced Monday after the Cowboys had their bye over the weekend. 2-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning isn't ready to hand over his job as the New York Giants starting quarterback, with fans and many in the media calling for him to be benched with the Giants off to a second straight 1-7 start. The 37-year-old Manning insisted that he wants to play when New York takes the field against the 49ers in San Francisco on November 12th. Boston will hold a parade on Wednesday to honor the Red Sox for their World Series win, with the players riding in duck boats. Mayor Marty Walsh made the announcement Monday. Hours earlier, jubilant fans spilled into the streets after watching their team wrap up its fourth World Series title in 15 years with a 5-1 win over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Boston police say the crowd was largely well-behaved. One person was arrested for destroying property. Police closed off several streets around Fenway Park. A World Series championship banner was unfurled outside the ballpark just before dawn. Wednesday's parade will mark the city's 11th such sports championship since 2002. The amphibious duck boats are a popular attraction in Boston and have been regulars in the city's recent sports championship parades. In other baseball news, manager Bob Melvin has received a long-term contract extension from the Oakland Athletics, who also reached new deals with Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations Billy Bean and General Manager David Forst. The club announced those extensions Monday. Under Melvin's guidance, a young, slugging Oakland club went 97-65 and lost the wildcard game 7-2 to the Yankees. With Majors home run leader Chris Davis leading the way, the A's reached the postseason for the first time since 2014, following consecutive last-place finishes in the AL West. The Arizona Diamondbacks have picked up the $14.5 million option on Paul Goldschmidt's contract for the 2019 season. The club option was attached to the 5-year, $32 million deal that Goldschmidt signed in 2014, a deal considered one of the most team-friendly in baseball, considering Goldschmidt's production through those years. The 31-year-old slugger is a .297 career hitter with 209 home runs and 710 RBIs. The St. Louis Cardinals have hired Jeff Albert as their hitting coach and Stubby Clapp as their first base coach, rounding out manager Mike Schilt's coaching staff for next season. Albert spent time with the Cardinals before spending the past 6 years with the Astros, while Clapp has been the manager of the AAA Memphis team the past 2 seasons. The New York Mets say baseball agent Brody Van Wagenen has agreed to become their general manager. Team spokesman Harold Kaufman confirmed that Chief Operating Officer Jeff Wilpon and Van Wagenen have settled on terms of a contract, although no paperwork has yet been signed. The Chicago White Sox have declined their $16 million option on James Shields and exercised a $2 million buyout, making the veteran right-hander a free agent. Chicago also exercised a $4.65 million team option on reliever Nate Jones, and they reinstated right-hander Michael Kopech from the 60-day disabled list. The Toronto Blue Jays have introduced former Rays bench coach Charlie Montoyo as the 13th manager in team history. A week ago Sunday, about an hour after Tampa Bay's general manager told Montoyo that the Blue Jays were interested in him, Toronto GM Ross Atkins was calling to chat. 2 days later, Montoyo was in Toronto to interview, and by Thursday, he had that job. The Washington Nationals have exercised their $6 million club option for 2019 on lefty closer Sean Doolittle. His contract has another team option at $6.5 million for 2020. The 32-year-old Doolittle had 25 saves and a 3-3 record with a 1.6 ERA in 43 appearances this season, earning a National League All-Star selection. He missed 2 months with an injured left foot. Madison Bumgarner's $12 million contract option for the 2019 season has been exercised by the San Francisco Giants, keeping the 2014 World Series MVP and ace left-hander with the club for at least one more season after his past 2 years were shortened by injuries. The Giants on Monday also exercised third baseman Pablo Sandoval's option for the $555,000 minimum. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.